as I begin the process of shifting my consciousness from involvement in the earth plane, the remnants of the music that Brother Jim just played are still present. I can still feel the beauty of those voices and the peace that it brought forth within me. So as we begin this journey, or as I begin this journey, I focus on the peace, and it's so powerful that extraneous floating thoughts that are present in the conscious mind don't even bother to tempt me anymore. So I rise into the beautiful darkness, and I feel the embrace of all those who have gone before us and who have chosen to return to offer their love and guidance. And I say to the universe, to all of consciousness, I am Alan, Son of God. I affirm my right of free will, of choice. I set before myself a claim of freedom. Further empowered by my affirmation, there is a movement of sorts that would be difficult to explain in earthly terms, for everything is within the growing indigo darkness, and waves of variations of color of dark purple, indigo, and the darkness swirl all about as I have this sensation of movement, of shifting. I know that I am, but I have no reference to know that other than my consciousness as a Son of God. And the more so I claim this, the greater is my joy. And I feel the rush of the joy of others surrounding me. It's as though they are touching me and patting me and welcoming me. And we share the love that is ours from Father. And the more we share, the greater is the freedom. And suddenly I'm aware of the vastness of consciousness. And I feel the glory of Father's presence around us. The flowing gifts of His Word, soaring all about us. I feel some of these potentials flow through me, and there's an exhilaration a sense of further joy, and the beginning of this wonder that I am and I will always be, as Father is and will always be, because He has said it to be so. I look across the vastness and see brilliant multicolored light off to the side and above. And I feel an immediate affinity with this place. And I feel the call or greetings. And with immediate ease, I'm right before the edge of the homeland. I pause here to look at those standing on the greenery, gesturing to me. And I contemplate the magnificence of what's before me. And I look to the left and right and below, and I see the vastness of Father's Word, the beautiful indigo darkness, filled with potential, as though beckoning to all of us to accept this potential and create as it would bring us joy to do so. Suddenly I look up because I feel a pair of smiling eyes upon me, and I realize that I have form again, and I move slowly to be in front of the Master, and I place my hands on his shoulders, and I feel the garment he wears, and I feel the substance of his being, and I can feel his hands placed upon my shoulders, and I feel my own garment just as his. I take my right hand and reach up and place it on the side of his face, something I can't recall ever doing before. And it fills me with such a wonder, such a sweetness, that the concepts that I only vaguely remember from Earth melt away, and I see him lean just ever so slightly into my hand, and I feel the texture of him, the warmth of him. And he turns his head to kiss my hand. And we embrace. And I feel that I have never left his side. That part of me that yet maintains an expression in the earth realm. Is nearly overwhelmed by the experience. But in a manner of speaking, I turn to it and calm it. And the Master and I separate and take hands and walk along the greenery and pause here and there as others come to embrace us both. And we come to a small area with several benches scattered around in sort of a semicircle. And I find a number of the maidens here. And we just stand to look upon them and see the incredible uniqueness radiating from each of them, as though each of them offers us a unique flower, the flower being symbolic of the gift that is who they are. And we move around to embrace each one of them. And again, I place my hand up beside the head of each one. And we touch our foreheads together. And I feel a rush, a spectacular tingling rush of beauty and sweetness. To a depth that I had almost forgotten ever could be. As I look into the eyes of each one, there is a knowing, there is a sense of being one with each one of them. And I feel a hand upon my shoulder and turn to see my brother Zachary. And the sight of him makes me laugh. And we just sort of collide into a big hug. And he begins to talk to me about all the wonderful things, the beauty and the majesty that awaits us. And I feel my consciousness humbled to such a level that I feel myself, my consciousness begin to tingle, if not vibrate. And he and several others come to touch me so that I sustain my balance here, my oneness here, and I smile and say to Zachary softly, a little bit of Peter rubbed off on me, I guess. And I find it curious that he shakes his head no. A little bit of you came forth, was his comment. We move with a group of us now over to where the water tinkles down, cascading down over the rocks that comprise the waterfall, so gently and musically. And I pause to look at this, and I feel the truth of it, and I know that it's not just a symbol, it's the purity of the intended gift of the Spirit, of Father Spirit, that we would ever know He is here in our midst. I see others seated around the pool of water at the bottom of the little falls, and as I move past them, they reach out their hands and take mine, and I wonder at the warmth of what I feel. My consciousness knows that these expressions are for the realization, the ability to know truth, that the purity of spirit has no limitation, and that a few moments back, when I perceive no form, I know that in a moment I can move away from this form. I know that it is not truly who and what I am, but for understanding the beauty of these forms touches me so deeply. For that is the projection of the uniqueness of all of these brothers and sisters. I have a sensation of wanting to rest, and so I move just a little bit further down and up a gentle slope of beautiful greenery. And I reach out my hands to support myself and turn to sit down and sort of lie back halfway on an elbow. Just being. I can look off into the distance and see the Master with others gathered around him. I'm not sure who they are. Perhaps some of our group. Perhaps some from other realms, other places in the earth realm. But I see the beauty of them. I see my brother Jacob over on a side with a group of what appears to me to be children, and he's talking to them and laughing softly as they giggle back to him. For a moment, the thought occurs to me that I hadn't noticed the children here before. And I'm startled just for a moment to hear a voice say to me, "Well, there's a lot you haven't noticed here yet." And I turn to see that Zachary is right beside me on the greenery. I reach over and take his hand, and I hold it on my leg and with my other hand. I rub my brother's hand. Instantly, neither one of us are in the homeland anymore. In a wonderful way, we have become one. And we are soaring in the majesty of Father's word. We delight in being able to spin and spiral and roll around with such ease. And we soar on and on. Thank you. For always being there. Pause and feel the blessing of the eternal silence. And we feel the wonder and majesty of it. And we know that we are one with this beautiful silence. Our consciousness is flooded with the peace of Father, and immediately a warmth envelops us and goes all throughout our consciousness. And we begin to laugh at the delight that this expression gives to us. And we begin to see Father's light, the light of His Word, bursting forth all about us. And the fireworks of colors come dancing towards us and spiral around us and through us. And we feel the endless wonder of Father's love. feel as though there is nothing but oneness with Father and His love. Is everything. Our consciousness is Father's consciousness, and its peace and love, and the sweet, sweet silence that seems to heal. And we have the knowing of this reaching out to everywhere. And as we have this knowing, we look upon the homeland again. Zachary and I, and we feel this powerful fondness, love, and gratitude for our brothers and sisters here. And we look from the homeland as we seem to be utterly conscious all about it, and we see the pathways to various places, and we feel the intent to make the way passable for others that they might know and experience what we have right now. Then our consciousness moves in a manner of speaking, more so a simple shift. And we embrace our Father in a manner that is timeless. And we feel in this event, this experience, the realization that Father has embraced us so very many times before, when we were upon journeys, when we were working with Peter, when we were trying to bring forgiveness to those souls lost in the borderland, in our journeys. So many journeys. We know that Father was ever embracing us. And we feel laughter within, a gentle kind of childlike laughter that would be impossible to ever forget. And we feel Father release us. And instantly we are standing on the edge of the greenery of the homeland. And I look myself up and down and start to laugh and look over at Zachary, and he's doing the same. And Zachary says to me, "Pretty good journey, eh, brother?" I'm instantly overwhelmed. just utterly overwhelmed. I feel many hands touching me, patting on me as I feel myself following the path of my journey. I feel this powerful call to remain here, to go back to Father's embrace, and once again I hear Zachary say to me softly, "He's always embracing you." Remember the laughter, and you'll know it. I feel the influences, the energies of definition. Like a boundary, a veil of heavier light, darkness, deep, dense colors, perhaps much like one would see a dull rainbow. And I feel myself moving through these. They have no impact on me whatsoever. I just observe them. And I know that there are brethren who have chosen to be in these realms, but I do not perceive them, nor do they perceive I. I feel the darkness of night and we soar above the surface of the earth. Zachary at my side, and with no effort, soar inches above the water, feeling its life-giving energies as we do, then up over a mountaintop, soaring towards the edge of darkness and light. And very swiftly, I feel the familiar energies of what I presently call home. I can feel the spirits of my brothers and sisters who I'm journeying with. And with no effort, I'm conscious within the physical expression that I have in this journey of life and earth. I spend a few moments realizing my physical expression again. I feel it tingling all over. Feet, legs, fingers, hands, arms. From the wonder of the journey that I have brought back. And I move into the beautiful silence that is always within me. And I call to myself in a manner of speaking to awaken.